Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series The Path of Faith in the beautiful month of Ramadan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the beauty of Islamic poetry. And let's first and foremost recite Salawat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the beautiful hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in the world. So without further ado, let's recite together Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Zawajal, let's start with a beautiful poetry in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And try to understand the depth of it and how beautiful it is when we praising the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the great Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and many other Sahaba, they would praise the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to learn their accounts and many pious predecessors who have written poetry in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Amir al-Sunnat Damad Barakatumul Aliyah, he has written, subhanAllah, beautiful poetry in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful du'as that he has composed in the poetry form and the hamd of Bari Ta'ala. Many, subhanAllah, different aspects of our beautiful deen of Islam being discussed in those poetry as well. And this particular naat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's recite together, and I would encourage you as well to recite along, inshallah, azza wa jal, and gain and reap the benefit of praising the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Aisa tujhe khaliq ne tarahdar banaya, aisa tujhe khaliq ne tarahdar banaya. Aisa tujhe khaliq ne tarahdar banaya, Yusuf ko tera talib-e-deedar banaya, Yusuf ko tera talib-e-deedar banaya. Ae nazm-e risalat ke chamakte huwe maqta, ae nazm-e risalat ke chamakte huwe maqta, tune hi ise matla-e anwar banaya.
Subhanallah. Here the poet, he discusses the intricacies of poetry and different terminologies that he discusses, and while discussing that, he is praising the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, "Ay nazm-e risalat ke chamakte huye maqta," meaning you are the last pearl in the poetry, in the ode of prophethood. Subhanallah. Meaning, maqta is the last poetic verse of a poetry and where the pen name of the author of that poetry is mentioned. And then he says that you are the last pearl in the ode of prophethood. Tune hi ise matla-e anwar banaya. You are also the first shining pearl in the series. Subhanallah. The first couplet or the first verse of the poetry, it is called matla, and the last verse of poetry, it is called maqta. So he's saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the series of all the prophets that have graced this world, approximately 124,000 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alayhim salam that have graced this earth. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the first to be created and the last to be sent. Allahu Akbar. Imam Ahmad Qastalani rahimahullah, he writes that when Allah Azza wa Jal created the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and after honoring it with prophethood and perfections, when he created the lights of other prophets alayhi wasallam, then he commanded the light of Sayyidina Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam to appear before them and to pay attention towards them. When his light appeared before them, it outshined their lights due to its intense brightness. And they said, "O Allah, who is this outshining our lights and he has surpassed all of us?" The Almighty replied, "It is the light of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you believe in him, I will make you all prophets." They said, "We believe in him and in his prophethood." The Almighty then said, "I will be your witness." They said, "Yes." So, subhanallah, here are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in which he mentions this in the glorious Quran. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And remember when Allah Azza wa Jal took from the prophets their covenant. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, when he describes the journey of Mi'raj, and at the end he says, "Wahi hai awwal, wahi hai akhir, wahi hai zahir, wahi hai batin. Usi ke jalwe, usi se milne, usi se uski taraf gaye the." The miraculous journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he also mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the first to be created, and he is the final prophet to be sent. Wahi hai awwal, wahi hai akhir, wahi hai zahir, wahi hai batin. He is the most apparent, subhanallah. He was so famous to the other ummas that existed before us that all their prophets, they used to give them the glad tidings of the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to their ummas, to their nations. And how concealed is he, subhanallah, that none knows his reality besides Rabb Azza wa Jal. Usi ke jalwe, usi se milne, usi se uski taraf gaye the. He is the manifestation of the divine power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty states in the noble Quran, أَكَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not the father of any man amongst you. Yes, he is the messenger of Allah and the final amongst all the prophets. Our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, "Ana akhirul anbiya'i wa antum akhirul umam." I am the final prophet and you are the final ummah. Subhanallah. So yes, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first and he is the final. He is the matla and he is the maqta, speaking in the language of poetry. And then the shayar further says regarding, subhanallah, this grandeur of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, praising him.
Konain banaye gaye sarkar ki khatir, konain banaye gaye sarkar ki khatir, konain ki khatir tumhein sarkar banaya, aisa tujhe khaliq ne tarahdar banaya.
Then he says,
kunji tumhe di apne khazano ki khuda ne, kunji tumhe di apne khazano ki khuda ne, mehboob ki ya maliko mukhtar banaya.
Meaning, Allah Almighty has given you the keys of his treasures. He has bestowed upon you the authority and ownership. And subhanAllah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he describes this in this manner.
Kaun deta hai dene ko chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi, sabse aula wala hamara nabi.
Meaning he alone can give because he has those powers. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the true distributor of Allah's favors. Imam Muslim and Imam Nasa'i both have recorded this incident in the words of Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in which the narrator, meaning the Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, he says that I used to serve Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by bringing him wudu water and other utilities such as miswak and the salam mat, etc. Once he said to me, ask me. And I replied, I seek your company in paradise. And to that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is there anything else you desire? And he replied, that is all I wish for, subhanallah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, then assist me by your excessive sajda. Allahu Akbar. Now this entire incident is summed up and summarized in a beautiful piece of poetry where the shair says, سب کچھ خدا سے مانگ لیا تجھ کو مانگ کر اٹھتے نہیں ہیں ہاتھ میرے اس دعا کے بعد سبحان اللہ. Now there is another incident where it is narrated by Sayyidina Mawla Ali کرم اللہ تعالی وجہ الکریم in Tabrani and other books that whenever someone asked the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم for anything and if he agreed with the demand he would say okay in response, and if he did not agree with the request, then he would stay quiet. But he never said the word no. One day, a villager came and asked him for something, and he kept quiet. But the villager was now persistent, and he repeated his request. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, ask whatever you wish for. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, we felt jealous. And we thought, here he goes asking for paradise. But then no. He rather asked for a camel, which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him and said, what is the difference between this villager and the woman of Bani Israel? And then he narrated to us an incident in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam when he crossed the ocean and upon reaching the shore with his nation, Allah Almighty commanded the travelers to turn their face away. When he turned back, then Musa alayhi salam asked Allah Azza wa Jal as to what was the wisdom behind this. And he Azza wa Jal said, you are by the grave of my Yusuf alayhi salam. Take his body with you. Nobody knew where exactly his grave was except an elderly woman who acknowledged to be aware of its location but agreed to guide him only on one condition. And this woman said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, by Allah, not until you give me what I asked from you. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam gave her the choice to ask for her wishes. And she said that I seek the same level in paradise which has been bestowed upon you. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam warned her by saying, look lady, you should be content with paradise and not ask for big things. But she did not step back. And she persuaded him for as long as he kept on reasoning with her to retract her demands. And in the midst of this, Allah Azza wa Jal stated, give her what she has been asking for it will not increase anything on your part. So give it to her. She then guided him to the grave of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. And subhanallah. Now it clearly shows that the woman was asking Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam for his company in paradise, but this villager, he just asked for a camel. Now we learnt that Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala who asked for nothing other than the company of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi salam in paradise, for he was aware of his station. But the villager was not yet aware of these realities, so he asked for whatever he could think of. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us dakhila and entry into Jannah and grant us the neighborhood of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Dear brothers, the word naat, the praises and the poetry in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we call it, usually it is called naat. Some call it nasheed, some call it qasida, subhanallah. It has many names, but the interpretation is the same. They all are praising the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The word naat is a very commonly used term nowadays, especially at the occasion of Mauludun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the lovers of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praise him throughout the globe. The word or the term naat simply means praise. The extent of love is so immense that once when a true lover, Maulana Kifayatullah Ali Kafi rahimahullah ta'ala, was brought for execution, and the last thing he did was singing the praises of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that moment as well. And what did he say? He read these pieces of poetry that he had written.
Koi gul baqi rahega, ne chaman reh jayega. Koi gul baqi rahega, ne chaman reh jayega. Par Rasulullah ka deene hasan reh jayega.
There will be no flower left, nor will there be any gardens, but the beautiful religion of the beloved Messenger of Allah will prevail. Subhanallah.
Sab fana ho jayenge, fani walekin hashr tak, naat-e hazrat ka zabanon par sukhan reh jayega.
This is the last verse of the poetry of the naat that he had recited, and Fani is his pen name. So he says, what's the meaning of this couplet? That everything will perish, but till the time of resurrection, the words of naat will always remain on the lips. Subhanallah. It is narrated from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Shamail Tirmidhi, where he says that the one who says and who sings the praises of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he speaks up and says, I have not seen anyone like him, neither before him nor after him. Subhanallah. The status of a naat reciter is great in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he is sincere in doing it. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to appoint a pulpit in the masjid for Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he would stand there and defend the dignity of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against the ones who spoke ill about him. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then say, Allah Almighty assists Hassan through Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, for as long as he engages in defense of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So those great poets, the pious predecessors who sang the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and defended his dignity through their poetry, they are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great sahabi Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited a very beautiful naat, and subhanallah, he celebrated his mawlud in these words. And he said, O Allah's Messenger, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were under the shade in paradise before your appearance in the world, while the bodies were still being covered by leaves, hinting at the clothings of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha in paradise. Then you were sent to the world, and at the time neither were you a human, nor a piece of blood, nor a piece of flesh. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. In this manner, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu continued praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers, there were many Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that sang the praises of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them and the most prominent name we all have heard, and he's so famous, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he would say that when we praise the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're not adding to his praises and his qualities, but rather we are beautifying our own speech by praising, by using it to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would say, مَا إِمْ مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي وَلَكِنْ مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. I have not added to the praises of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم by my speech, but rather my own words, they have become beautified by the praises of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yes, and this is the thought we should have when we are praising the beloved Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم, because Allah عز وجل has already elevated his remembrance and his dhikr, as it is, subhanAllah, mentioned and documented in the glorious Qur'an in Surah Inshirah. And now, Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would praise the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam in beautiful words. And he would say, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَطْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. Meaning, subhanAllah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his personality is such that my eyes have never seen anyone as beautiful as him. Yes. And no woman has given birth to someone as beautiful as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, you were created, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were created free from every defect, as if you were created like how you want to be created. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. So yes, these are the words of praises by Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Another beautiful poetry by Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how his name is praised and glorified so much throughout the world, and from the beginning of the time until there will be nothing anymore. Even until then, the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be continued to be recited. And he says, why is it so? He says, ضَمَّ الْإِلَهُ إِسْمَ النَّبِيِّ مَعَسْمِهِ, that Allah azza wa jal joined the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his name. إِذْ قَالَ فِي الْخَمْسِ الْمُؤَذِّنُ أَشْهَدُ, whenever the muazzin says five times a day, when he says أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, he also says أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, his poetry is world famous, and he is known as the poet of the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And besides him, there were many other sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as Sayyidina Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, who would recite the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala, who was martyred, subhanallah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would also recite the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that لَوْ لَمْ تَكُنْ فِيهِ آيَاتٌ مُبَيَّنَةٌ كَانَتْ بَدِيهَتُهُ تُنْبِئُكَ بِالْخَبَرِ. Even if he had no clear signs within him, his form alone would suffice as confirmation of his prophethood. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ka'b bin Zuhair radiallahu ta'ala, he was also a great poet in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Kulayb bin Asad al-Hadrami radiallahu ta'ala, he was yet another poet in the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, أَنْتَ النَّبِيُّ الَّذِي كُنَّا نُخْبَرُهُ وَبَشَّرَتْنَا بِكَ التَّوْرَاتُ وَالرُّسُلُ. You are the prophet about whom we were informed, and the Torah and earlier messengers gave us tidings of your advent. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped his sacred hand over the face of Sayyidina Kulayb bin Asad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His children would boast about this honor Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him for reciting his praises. Allahu Akbar. And subhanAllah, children would also, they would sing the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina, the residents rushed out of their homes to greet him. The young girls of Medina Munawwara recited this poetry to welcome Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم by singing طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي. The full moon has risen over us from the valley of Wada. Being thankful to you is our duty, for you invited us towards Allah. There were many other companions, many men and women who, subhanallah, who mentioned the beautiful praises of poetry in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, depicting his physical appearance and painting a colorful portrait of his perfect qualities. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahi an-nabiyyil amin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.